Hello, people. Happy New Year.
Hello,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Sorry, I will not make it a habit of running late in the new year. I was finishing up these other calls and I couldn't quite get off. But it's really good because what's happening is there's information that's coming to me that it's very scientific and grounded also, but it has a lot to do with vitality and longevity also. And as I get more information about that, I'll share it with y'all. And as I process it, as I go through it and experiment with it as well. And it's important for me because what I'm understanding from a spiritual perspective is that as we're getting into our embodiment phase and really anchoring in these energies that we've been absorbing, our capacity to shed limiting beliefs, our ability to integrate with our minds into our body and sit with the capacity of the emotional waves that are running through us, we're holding the ability to really awaken our bodies in ways that haven't been awoken before. To bring reality in, which also increases brain function. So our ability to process, to clear, to come to understand and to integrate is becoming much more profound than it ever has been. So as we've been evolving spiritually and etherically, our mind's evolving. And so there's a huge shift that's occurring, and there's no mistake that all this information is coming to me about any NAD treatments, about peptides, about stem cells, about the mitochondria system. And it's all from like top level scientists and doctors. They're somehow making their way into my consciousness. And it's, again, there was a call that I didn't want to hang up on because I know that I'm going to be able to translate that information to y'all as I start receiving it. So it's exciting. I'm not quite ready to share because, again, I want to go through my experience with it first and then in a very clear way be able to share it with you. But it's strong. And anywhere where y'all are guided into more practices of your body, into those rejuvenation type of systems, start paying attention and see what feels right. Don't look for magic bullets. Really steep into the science and who's behind it. There's a huge wave. There's a huge wave shifting in. And as we, again, embody this, our capacity to go back out, to go to greater lengths and levels, to integrate, to communicate with our guidance, with our guides, with our new teams, is also going to become much more embodied. It's going to become very prevalent, and the communication is going to be that much stronger. It won't seem as esoteric as it will seem just part of the natural way that we receive information on a continuous basis. So it's exciting. It's exciting what's coming in. But if it were one or two things that were coming in, I'd say, okay, this is interesting for me, but it's coming at me from so many different directions that I can't ignore it anymore. So if it's coming to me, I'm assuming that part of it may be coming to y'all in different ways as well. And then we have to ask why. New teams. Yes, I'll talk to you about the new teams in a little bit. But then why are we having access to this? What is it about our life force that's shifting? And why are we called into this time together to humanize, to be human in a way that the capacity wasn't there before? So interesting things to ask ourselves. And if any of y'all have the answer, please let me know. But I think what's also awakened is our capacity for empathy, our capacity to hold the love that has been so, for many of us, just so, there's been a yearning to be met in that love, and where it's been misunderstood and not shown up for different reasons, for whatever it was, because of the history, the limitations from the history, because of religion, because of structures. And I truly, I can't say I truly believe, I know that because we can hold that light so much more steadily within our electrical system, that it's increasing our capacity for that vitality. So these periods where we're receiving downloads, we're receiving energy where the Schumann resonance was peaking at something and we'd be laid up in bed for a few days. What some people would call ascension symptoms, the mind catching up with the body needing to go through its reset, us needing to reset etherically to our spiritual connection. It's all merging. And all of a sudden we find ourselves at a point, it's like, wait, I can hold more. And if I can hold more, what do I do with that? What does that turn into? How do I express myself in the world with a new sense of curiosity as to what I am capable of? And that's what I want to bring into today's call here, as this is our first call of 2021 in this coherent group together, meeting here. What is that energy and our intention that we're bringing forward? Understanding that I am not who I used to be. Understanding that I have gone through an integration process over the last years, and I'd say for many of us over the last decade, at least, and really all of our lifetime. But it's been really profound, and really the energy has peaked tremendously over the last 10 years, and who you were 10 years ago isn't even close to who you are now. Isn't even close in your relationship, in your intimacy, in the wisdom that you hold, in your ability to speak through an open throat chakra, through an expanded heart, through a solar plexus that's ready to take action, through a base chakra and a root chakra that is beyond a point of scarcity and safety mechanisms of where it was 10 years ago. What happens when you can no longer define who you are by who you used to be? And I want to invite y'all to reflect on that, to really look at where you're making decisions now, how you're taking action, who you're choosing to be today, not as defined as by how you were defined by others in the past, but how you are in your sovereignty, in your self-awareness, in your capacity, both in your vulnerability and what you think your limitations would be, and also in its newfound confidence and a newfound connection to a higher intelligence within yourself and to source that you have access to. And with the energies in 2021, it's really engendering not a need to know for the sake, well, I've been through this and now I know. Or I've had this experience, so I know what that experience is like, so I'm not going to repeat that experience. But allowing the constructs of the stories of all those experiences to fall away, so that they don't create barriers, they don't create boundaries as to your yeses or your noes. But you actually assimilate those experiences and the positive aspects of the knowledge and the wisdom that you've integrated into your body, into your field, and just know that it's there for you without you having to hold it, or carried it in a particular way, ready to pull it out whenever the situation arises. But really are breathing into, this is who I organically am. And as I create moving forward in forward momentum, what is necessary for that next creation will reveal itself as part of my organic ability of what I've demonstrated that I have embodied up to this point. So creating from the past, we're no longer creating it. 2021 and moving forward, it's the blank slate. It's like, what is it now? If I don't have those references anymore in the same way, if I don't have to hold it together, if I'm not creating out of the scarcity and the fear and the limitations that I've been taught to create with in lots of ways, which were the root of lots of our creations, let me have this so I don't feel this. If I have money, I'll feel safe. If I have love, I will feel accepted. If I have success, I will feel like I have achieved something. And it's transactional, always with yourself. If I get this, this will be fine. And we glimpsed places of being. We've glimpsed those points of creation when we were just in it. You're in the energy of the divine, and we get lost in it, and it charged us up, and it gave us that vital feeling and gave us that excitement, that innocence, and that power simultaneously. This is becoming more of our normal state of being. This is what we're accessing and creating from now. And so what we want to do, and maybe an exercise that you may want to bring in as a daily practice, is to start noticing when you get into that flow with the divine. So people, and we've been taught, and a lot of discussion has been centered on how to get to enlightenment, how to get to that place of being activated in that way. How does one become an enlightened being? And what practices do we use? What do we do in meditation? What is it that we do with our food intake to support that? What is it that we maintain this energy body in such a way that we can just hum in that energy on a constant basis in a flow state? And there's hacks, there's these meditations, there's these immersions, there's plant medicine, there's connecting with our guides, there's all of these different manifestations, structures of being in flow and relationship, which that word we would call the divine. They're wonderful and they're great practices. But I want you to notice when you're in it, just naturally. We've gotten so used to in certain ways of chasing a state of being that provides us peace, that brings us clarity, that gives us the opportunity to have enough of our confusion to leave so that, again, fear, anxiety, the need for safety isn't running the show. But we touch those states of enlightenment and we don't pay attention. Or we get to feel it for just a little bit and then it wanes away. And so what we want to start doing is start activating the brain and recognizing it and seeking it rather than chasing it. And only seeking it because it recognizes it. So by being in relationship with it and being present with it, we activate the awareness of when it's happening. And so when we activate the awareness of when it's happening, it becomes more embodied. It doesn't become a glimpse, something that comes in and then departs right away. Our presence with it, our direct contact with it, our acknowledging of it, builds up our muscle of recognizing it, of being in it. And then in being it, we attract more of it. We recognize it more when it happens. Our body responds to it and it becomes our constant flow more than the chasing it or trying to get rid of something to bring in a state of consciousness that we would prefer. So notice when you're in an authentic laugh, when someone inspires you, when you see a child playing and it just lights you up, when you look at someone in the eyes with so much love and so much presence that you get lost in that for moments, when you're in a state of creation that you're so focused that you can't hear or see anything else other than that creation that you're in, start noticing those moments and feel them as you're in it. Just feel what's running through your body, the state that your mind is in, your emotional connection to that moment. Make a quick mental imprint of it. It's like, okay. Don't pause it, but notice it after it's run through. You go, oh, wow, I was just in that moment. Sometimes music does that to us. Sometimes watching movies puts us in that trance, if you will, with that divinity, and allow it, that intelligence, to acclimate through your presence, through your witnessing it, through your acknowledging it, that it is there, right there with you. So the divine is not something that you chase or that you aspire to, but rather that you recognize it already within you. We've been chasing states of being. We're thinking that one day, yes, of course I'm source. Yes, of course I'm connected to the divine, but I don't know what that looks like. It's a mental thing. Well, yeah, okay. I'm going to connect with divine. I'm going to connect with God. How many times do we forget, or do we even think of that when we're in those states that we are connected to God? Actually, we're connected to God in every state. But when we start interacting with this benevolent energy through the benevolence that's running through us, we're at choice and we're at creation with that energy that we wish to amplify. And you're creating a consistent generation of that energy by acknowledging it. So instead of doing a gratitude journal, which gratitude journals are amazing, I want to encourage you to get a clean notebook and nothing else in it. This is just, I would call it your divine resonance notebook, or my connection with the divine daily notes. And write down where you've noticed that state. When you notice, again, a child laughing, a dog that ran by you and evoked something. Again, something that someone said that just puts you in this aha moment. Again, that's pure present connection. And write those states of flow into that journal so that you can begin building more of a mental construct of when it's available. Start flexing that muscle and start imprinting the neural pathways so that they become aware of what to look for. They become aware of the moment, in the moment. And as you do that, you will start bringing the divine to others consciously as well. You will be in a flow state that engenders that recognition in others. Welcome to the new way of creating. It's your essence. It is your organic resonance that is creating now. You can't help but to be a magnet for that. But I want to take you into your power with it by bringing in the recognition of how you build with it exponentially within yourself. And so that very simple journal, seemingly very simple, because the harder part's keeping the practice. And that's where I'm going to challenge you. I'm challenging you to keep that journal for 365 days. It's a 5-minute commitment out of your day. If you want to go deeper, go deeper. Start recognizing it. Start seeing the divine within yourself. Everything is shifting. When you start seeing that within yourself and when you can recognize it, your capacity to find that in the world is unstoppable. You will become a focus. What we're creating in the new world rather than for the destruction that might be created through a different lens. You become a beacon, a pillar for the shift in consciousness for others. But you're doing it for yourself first. So it's an act of self-love, but it's also an act of tremendous love. Because you're showing others how to set themselves free from a paradigm that has died. You can't resuscitate the past. You just can't. So try to create from something that is dead is only going to cause you pain and disease. We're being called forward into an extended lifeline, a new timeline of new creations, taking everything from the past, culminated into your presence, and releasing the ties that bind it to suffering, destruction, to sacrifice. It's shifting, y'all. It's shifting. So it's a powerful, powerful time to start creating this in your awareness. I'm feeling y'all. I had to pause for a second. New teams. Here we go. There's, as the shifts in energies have been occurring, as we've been acclimating, perhaps get into the channeled writings or into your meditation and start asking if there's anyone new or if there's any new information that is ready to be submitted to you. Any new capacity for acclimating a vibrational tone that you have access to now that perhaps hasn't been integrated yet or hasn't been able to be translated. And I know this is a little esoteric in the conversation, but as you're shifting in consciousness, as your vibration is expanding and acclimating to the access that we have now, like an open doorway into another room. There's intelligence there that's at a different level than has been received before. It's just because we're ready for it. And so our teams might be shifting. Not that everything shifts. Or you could have ancestral energy, deceased loved ones that are coming in a different way that weren't there before. If you're connected or had a strong sense of the angelics in your field, see if those angelics have shifted in vibrational frequency. If you feel them differently, if you get names or feelings, like if it was Gabriel or Archangel Michael or something like that, see if something different is coming. And maybe it's the same. But ask and open yourself to receive. Open yourself to receive. And maybe even do an invocation. I'm open to receive what's in the next resonance for me. I am open to receive at the next vibrational level that is here for my highest potential, for my highest good. I am here to receive what is benevolent and loving in nature as I am evolving and choose to evolve. And I open myself to be in coherence with that love, with my soul's progress, with my higher self guiding the way. And speaking of the higher self, if you do connect to other energies, again, the angelics, the different galactics, the star systems, different guides, if you had a spirit guide or a guardian that perhaps you have resonance with, start accessing communication with your higher self in connection to that. So again, if you're talking to Archangel Michael, you're receiving information from something that seems separate from you or seems connected to your facilitating, bring your higher self into each and every one of those conversations, of those exchanges. I, as my higher self, I am my higher self in counsel for the next natural step, for the next natural progression. Invoke that intelligence in. It's part of the embodiment process. Between now and the end of next year, you will not recognize how fully embodied you have become. Enjoy the journey. We've been going through it pretty strongly in the last year. It's really going to pick up. It is going to pick up tremendously. Exciting. And one of the main things that are probably going to be a theme in this next year is this issue of vulnerability of receiving and of putting our authentic expression out. And it's going to make a lot of us quake. That we were there to be received, acknowledged, seen, witnessed, loved by sharing just who we are authentically without holding back. And it's not that we share in our strength necessarily. Sometimes we share in our vulnerability. In that quaking voice, the one that's not sure it's going to be received, the one that just is like, but knows that it has to put itself out there. There's a strength in that. But again, we call it vulnerability. There's a courage in it, but we kind of dip our toe in it a little bit at a time because it feels so big to love and to be loved in that way and to express it. And not know where it's going to land. Get ready for some of that vulnerability to really come in. And it's wonderful because it acts as a tool for alignment with who we're here to connect with, create with, to express our love with, and to change our realities with. So there to allow your expression of your love to be seen. And breathe into it. And when you start quaking or start holding back or feeling this anxiousness or vulnerability or a nervousness come with it, do it anyway. And allow the tides of the being received and being rejected emotions, being received and being rejected, or the fear of both, or the excitement of both, to run through you. To allow the emotions to come through, because your emotions don't define you. It's who you be that's defining you. To allow the waves to seep through. And to know that it's just energy running through you. And that what's left on the other side of the energy is your presence, your authentic connection, and your capacity to be the divine as an expression through you. And that's what we're here to experience. That's what we're all experimenting with in human form. But again, it's been repressed, it's been contracted, it's been feared. And we're learning how to have a different relationship with it in a much more profound way than we ever have before. Because we're actually allowing it to come up, a lot of us, in ways that we have never allowed before. The control mechanisms were up. And why do you think the control mechanisms from society are falling apart? Because they were a beautiful mirror for the control mechanisms we have held within us as to how we receive and how we give. So that which is collapsing on the outside is only a reflection of what's collapsing within us. That which has to be restructured, we know has to be restructured within us. We know we can no longer live this way. With the control in place, it's not sustainable. It doesn't feel good. And so again, the old has to die for the new to begin. And it'll feel uncomfortable, but there's a lot of support. And we will keep reminding you of where you're heading and the love that's truly here for you, and that you're not alone. And if you're feeling empty, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling lost, we'll bring you back home. We'll point each other to that place. Because what's also occurring is that we are no longer chasing our dreams. We're becoming in resonance with our dreams. What is for us is meeting us. It's coming to us. The synchronicity is showing up with it. It's magical, it's alchemical, because of the way that we're holding our energetic structure in a way that we haven't before. And again, that is because our mind and our bodies are alchemizing into an organism with an intelligence that is becoming much more profoundly aware of that than when we function from it separately, or tried to anyway, and fought the organic system within us to create a false sense of safety. So welcome to 2021. Welcome to your new level of access. Welcome to your power. Welcome to your innocence. Welcome to your vulnerability. Welcome to being excited in a way that perhaps has not been alive with you consistently for a long time. And welcome to being scared as hell. As we open our hearts in our vulnerability, and things change out of our comfort zones. Welcome all of it. And take everything one step at a time. There'll be a tendency to be an overwhelm because there'll be lots of things coming at us all at once. And you have that, just take the low-hanging fruit, what feels right for you, and take it the next step. Don't try to take everything from A to Z or from A to D. One step at a time. Allow it to regulate within your system so that you don't fry your system out, because there's a lot of information coming through. But feel what's right for you. Feel what's authentic. One step at a time. There's no wrong steps, but even if it seems like a wrong step, how your mind and your body and your energetic system respond to that will guide you onto the next natural step and the next one. So the connection with our guidance system, our guides, our higher self, the connection with our body guiding us through the sensory capacity, the connection to our etheric field and our empathic intelligence guiding us into what feels appropriate for that also through our emotional body. All those are becoming the barometer, not different barometers all at once. And so you're flexing those muscles as you continue to embody the celestial energy that used to seem so separate from us a long time ago, actually not that long ago. Yeah. We're walking it. Let's open up to Q&A. Again, that's the strong guidance right now for 2021. I'm feeling very peaceful with it. So it's excuse me if I'm seeming a little mellow today, but that's just coming up so beautifully. Let's get into some Q&A. Let's see who's here raising their hands. Kathy, hello. Kathy, let me get you to unmute.
How are you? It's nice. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to see you.
I know. I'm in the dark because I'm wiggly. I always wiggle around. Everybody's so peaceful and I'm wiggling. So I just turned myself off. I had the weirdest experience 2 days in a row. I've been tired. And anyway, I went up for a nap and I have a meditation CD and I listen to my CD and I don't know, it's an hour. So I've been doing it for so long. I know when it's over, like it just automatically know. And I was just laying there and I just started to vibrate that it almost hurt. And then I just felt like I was glowing. It was so weird. And then it was just weird. And then it happened again the second day. And I just said to Archangel Gabriel, please don't make it hurt. And I lifted up the covers and I looked at my heart and it was glowing green. It was just so weird. Wow. And I don't know where it came from, why it came, but it's just an experience that I can't share with very many people. So I'm sharing with you.
Amazing.
All of you.
How did you feel when you were receiving this?
It hurt.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
How did you emotionally feel?
Freaked out. Of course I was freaked out, but I thought cool too at the same time.
Right.
And I wasn't afraid. That's the thing. I wasn't afraid. It was just so strange. I don't know if anyone has any insights into it. I just find it quite interesting.
Yeah, you're going through an activation and you're activating different energies that are available to you. And I think lots of different people, I've heard of a handful of people in the last week going through a lot of shaking in their body, like a kundalini energy is rising through them or receiving through a third eye or the heart as well. And for me, it's an acclimation of the energy. You're integrating at a capacity that your body and that your etheric body is ready to receive. and have relationship with. So again, the fact that you're excited is a great barometer for me, because if it's something physical that's really bad for you, the excitement isn't there. There's just panic that runs through. You just know it's like, okay, I need help and I need to get it now. So that right there is key for me as to what was coming through, and your capacity to see it also speaks to me of the relationship that you have with that energy. And it's how it's showing up for you. As far as it's, a lot of times when we have this energy, it's not for us to necessarily know what it is. But again, it's just part of the integration cycle of what you have accumulated up to. And again, your capacity to be with the energy and to have it flow through you. So quite interesting. If you're curious, write about it. Talk to your guides about it. Channel information, see what comes through. If not, just trust that what you were supposed to receive has been received.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and enjoy the process.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Denise, you were unmuted, so let's go to you.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to follow up on what she just shared and say that, like, I think for, like, recently what I'm realizing with me is that weird is the new normal and, like, to welcome the weird and, like, it's okay. And this is a completely safe group to share that with, that experience with, because I think many of us are going through similar things. I personally have been feeling a lot of energy surging through my body and through my channel since the new year, like since the alignment, actually the celestial conjunction of a couple weeks ago. And I am feeling like my, almost like my energy body or my spirit container, whatever you want to call it, this etheric sense of like the container around my physical body is getting lighter. And when I meditate, it's been almost lifted upward, like up into heavens, cosmos, upward, out of my body, in a way I've never experienced before energetically. So I'm just noticing more and more subtle energies in my system. Like my sensitivity has become really fine-tuned over the last few weeks and starting this work with you. And also I'm doing work with Aseel, and his channel. And so I'm feeling more and more layers of my being are embodying on this plane. Mm-hmm. And it feels so deeply like at home. I feel more at home in myself than I have ever felt my entire life being on this planet. Mm-hmm. It's almost like not just the planet has shifted with these new energies coming in, but with the new energies coming in, I am embodying a whole new level of frequency coming through the higher realms and other dimensions. It's like I have more access to my own source of my soul in some way. And so I'm just feel really in gratitude for it. Feel very graced and held in the presence of like source and this connection to source that I know is in me and has been in me forever, right? But I just am now at a point in my own consciousness and awareness that I can tap more deeply into it, into that well of oneness and source and presence that is in all of us. And I'm like more awake to my own divinity now than I ever have been.
And as you're awake to that divinity, as you are awake to the access that you have, and this is for all of us, as we open up to that capacity, then what are we doing with it? What are we doing with that capacity? It's one thing to be on the carnival ride and to experience the thrill of whatever that ride is. But what are we doing with the energy that gets evoked from that? It's like, what are we putting into creation, into motion with that? Excuse me. So something to consider is to start looking what is stimulating your mind. Start looking at new courses. What do you want to study? What do you want to start having relationships with? Do you want to do, was there a yoga class that you want to do? Is there a mind science thing that you want to go deeper into? Is there a deeper meditation practice that you want to start mastering? Is there an art class that's coming in that you're going deeper into? There's the old habits that we've had, which have been wonderful in lots of different ways. But as we access these new energies, as we start this integration, we could go to such a period that we get to this high. And if we don't do anything with that high and start a creation, there'll be a drop of energy. There'll be a loneliness. There'll be like, what's not there? What's missing? It's like, it's inviting us into an intimacy with another source of creation. So if you're a writer, write. If you're an artist, paint differently. If you're looking to stimulate something within your body, if you know, you need to do a tantra class, if you want to go into dancing and evoking something with your body that way, if you want to stimulate your mind by going into some neurohacking programs or how to do that, dive in and start stimulating this new capacity that you have with action. Mm-hmm. It's coming in for a reason, and that action, while the course may not be the end all be all, it's going to stimulate the production within your body of the new neural pathways, of the action taken ability, of what gets created, and community also building, of being in like resonance with others who are just as excited about what's being created. So super important. And so I'm glad you're mentioning all this. And again, I want to be very cognizant of the highs that we get to experience during this time, but also be aware of the lows if we don't do something with those highs. Mm-hmm. So it'll be high, high, high. And then all of a sudden the group ends, or we're not in the group, or we don't speak for a week, or for you, a sales group, it's ended. And it's just like, oh, wait, what happened to that connection? And what we're doing is we're being stimulated into bringing that creative outlet into other places for our own sake, but also because we're integrating our energy, what we're ascending into for the collective group as well. So they get to benefit from our excitement, our passion, our sense of connectivity, our sense of awe and wonder of what we're learning, and also us aligning with something that maybe it's in something that we're practicing and that's maybe a little off, and we get to share our wisdom, even if it's just energetically, attuning into how to bring in improvements to structures that are ready to develop into a more refined collective awakening, which is wonderful. Again, lots going on there. And I love what you're sharing with that. And keep rocking it and build a system that's going to keep feeding you. Find what may interest you and dive in. Keep diving.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Deborah, let's go to you. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, everybody. Hi, John. Good to see you. This is so exciting. Yeah, quickly, I've had Archangel Ariel show up for me in a way that's brand new. And so it's very exciting to be creating a relationship. So lots to say about that. But I three other points very quickly. I've noticed a consciousness shift in, gosh, I didn't realize I was going to be vulnerable in saying this. I've noticed a consciousness shift in witnessing astral projection. Mm-hmm. Yes, and watching the person on the other end of the Zoom receive me there. Wow. it's great. It's wow. like I saw my little one go to her and hug her, and she felt it. It was so incredible to witness it And I'm grateful for that. And I'll go to the downside, and then my question ends on the third piece. Another thing that's happening is my sensitivity to my responsibility as an empath has heightened, and it's extremely painful. For example, went to the grocery store this morning, and as much as I'm working on letting go of COVID fear, you know, and I'm doing what I need to do to protect myself and others, et cetera, there's an edge to me that is new. It's almost an aggression, and I don't think I don't know whether others are more sensitive and triggered and I'm bouncing it back off them so quickly or not, but it pained me to see myself act in a way other than my highest form. And so I had to do a whole lot of forgiveness work for myself this morning. So that piece is there. The thing I wanted to share and ask about is another thing that is an elevation in consciousness and awareness, similar to what was shared earlier. I was laying on the couch and got myself into this place where I could feel my neurological system relax, because it's just been so triggered, and it felt beautiful, like, you know, like a drink, you know, a quenched feeling. And then all of a sudden I felt my nervous system switch on, and I went, okay, let me retrace my last thought. Could it have been, well, yes, but then I asked source for more information about the source of the trigger. And it was like, okay, did somebody just text me or send me, like, I was guided to reach outside down to the left, and I picked up my phone, and sure enough, 4 minutes earlier, someone had texted me. And while I was excited about the heightened sense of reception, what concerns me is I don't yet have the decipher on the trigger, okay, like the neurological shift. Can you tell me
what the question is in regard to that?
Yes, the question is, how do we interpret whether this person, like, how do I interpret the energy that my body, my embodied self, picked up on with this call coming in? Like, transcending duality and not making it right, wrong, good, bad, the fact is that my body picked up an electrical current. Was it this person? Was it the fact that the call came in itself?
Well, why does it matter which one it is?
And that would be the place of non-duality.
Well, I think that'd be the place of finding peace with it and not letting the mind take over into justifying information that's coming to you. Because when we start wrapping, and so you start going into how it's built, but the fact is that call came in, or that person came in, because it's just in your energetic field, you're having a relationship with it. Why would it bother you that you would have a precognition of that happening? What makes that wrong?
It was more of a visceral reception of it. And the fact that I had achieved that state of peace neurologically, and then my system got triggered. I'm running it through the lens of, in the past, as empaths, we might have blocked people from our lives, but we don't want to do that. You know, I am looking to increase my capacity for relationship. So, and
when this phone call came in, was it from a person that you didn't want to receive information from?
That's where I don't want my mind to be in charge of figuring that out.
But I don't think it's about your mind figuring it out. It's about us making decisions of what's in what we feel is in alignment for us at the time, and having really good standards on how we're inviting that in. So if our body is responding in a way that's negative, I don't want that phone call to be abrupt and I'm feeling it beforehand. We really have to look at why that energy is triggering us. And perhaps it's not about the other person, but the mirror that the other person is holding up for us. What is it that we want to push away that we don't want to deal with? What is it that is giving us such a charge that is perhaps calling us to allow that energy to transmute so that we realize that that other person or the other situation doesn't have dominion over us? So your empathic ability to feel into that, and if you will, the trigger is an intelligence response that's running through you that's saying, hey, you have an opportunity to be with this right now and to transmute it in a way that is in alignment for the next cycle of your evolution, if you choose to do so. Or you can repress it and push it away. And now what you do with that energy coming in, assuming it wasn't a positive response or something that you wanted to receive, there's multiple answers for that. I'm going to ignore it. I'm not going to allow it to interrupt me. I'm not going to placate it. Or I'm going to be with it and I'm going to speak into it. Or I'm going to placate it if that's what I choose to do. We'd have to know more about the situation, Deborah.
Right.
But there's no one solution. Allow your empathy to serve you. Allow it to serve you and don't tune it off, and understand that your capacity to receive the information even before it just means that your energetic field has expanded to a place that your capacity to start to integrate it and to recognize it is becoming more visceral. For the energies that came up in the grocery store and the COVID things and how you responded and all that, everything serves us. But again, as empathic as many of us are, one thing that we have to remember is those energies come up with us, within us. I release anything that isn't mine. I give it back to where it came from. Because again, remember y'all, we pick up on a lot of collective energy, and sometimes we take on the anxiety, the anger, the sadness, the confusion of other people that aren't ours. We feel it so strongly within us that we start believing that it's ours. And by just dropping in when you're feeling it so much and just saying, hey, I release anything that isn't mine. Anything that's being projected onto me that I'm picking up on that isn't mine, I send it to source. I give it to my angels. I send it back to where it came from. If that's where it's supposed to go, but I let it go. It's no longer mine to process and deal with.
Yes.
And just that beginning step allows a state of more cohesion and clarity to flow through, and we relieve a lot of what's coming up, even if it's a mirror for us. Sometimes the mirror gets so amplified because we're picking up the projection from the other person as well. But still, if that anger, that agitation's in there, there's something in our field also that's resonant with it, and it's just asking for acknowledgement that it's there, so that we can be in a different state of relationship with it. So it's not agitating, but rather prompting the intelligence for the next action step. Like, well, maybe I should check out of this line instead of this one. Maybe I don't want to be behind that energy because they're carrying a lot of negativity. I think I'm going to go over here and then the line's longer. Or I'm going to wait 5 minutes before I get out of my car because something's guiding me to not be in a particular situation. Or there's an opportunity that's presenting itself that if I were to go in now, I would miss. So we're also tuning to the energy of opportunities and to creation in these different stimuli. And so our bodies and our mental states and our psychic capacities are becoming online, or becoming more online, so that we can start meeting synchronicity more consciously, because we're listening to the impulses that are guiding us to particular situations. And so play with that more, play with the magic of listening, wait 2 minutes before you go there. Don't stand in that line. Go to this other place. Don't answer that phone. Oh, that phone call's coming in. It's kind of triggering me. I don't think I'm even going to look at who's calling right now. I'm going to let it go because I'm in my meditation. And so the awareness of that, that means that you start guiding the impulses of your life instead of your life being guided by the impulses that are being projected towards you.
Yes. Yes. It was good confirmation to look down and realize that something had come in. And I laughed when you said magic, because when I went into the grocery store, the Muzak was playing and this song came on about magic, your magic. Oh, I knew I was supposed to stop and pay attention and dive deeper into it. And I was stubborn. So thank you.
Stubbornness. It's funny how, in certain generations, that stubbornness was so revered. Let go of stubbornness as a strength. Let go of stubbornness as a strength. It's not serving you. Doesn't allow magic in.
Yes. And the tenacity is actually blocked magic. So even calling it tenacity doesn't work anymore.
In the organic unfoldment of what's happening, tenacity is something that that perhaps will be redefined for you. You feel into that relaxing into your heart. And again, I've said this before, but as you think of tenacity and stubbornness, feel into those energies and just remind those energies that the war is over.
No.
Yeah, the war is over. Deborah, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Who do we have on here now? Let's go to Pierina. It would not be a call without Pierina on the line.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I was just having my dinner. I just got home, so I missed the first part, so I'm not sure what the topic is today.
I don't know.
I just wanted to say hi.
It's good to see you.
So many shifts and stuff like that since, you know, it's that.
Tell us what you're excited about in 2021.
Everything. I just feel like I'm standing on a brand new slate. You know, I have more clients calling and booking.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Clean slate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel if all those clients went away?
Sad.
How else would you feel?
Well, like I'm not doing my purpose.
So you have a current book of clients. Let's say they're booked up for a month. Let's say they all canceled on you.
I mean, right now I don't have all the clients and I still feel good. Like I just feel good for no reason, you know?
There you go. That's where I wanted to take you. It's like, why are you feeling good? It's like, okay, clients are starting the book and all that, but there's an energy that's building up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, there's like this buildup. There's this forward momentum that's happening. And I want us to look at, and this is a hard one, as we start getting excited as to being met in different ways, and if that field of being met were to kind of collapse for a little bit, feel into, and this is a big one, wow, this is happening for me and something better is coming. It's like, okay, things have collapsed. They collapsed before and they came back. It's like, ooh, hold on a second. And there's a realignment taking place.
What do you mean?
There's a realignment taking place.
In me?
So in other words, we're, in all of us.
Okay.
There is a realignment taking place in the field. We're getting to a place of creation that we're beginning to realize that if something is out of vibrational accord with us, even though it may feel temporary satiating, that the organic nature of it is that it's always going to seek the higher resonance alignment that's available to us. This living in abundance is going to be a state of flow that has nothing to do with material aspects and safety, but a feeling of heart connection and authenticity and integrity. So just know as these waves of feeling good and of hope start coming in, that we don't have to identify the feeling of being fulfilled with a specific outcome. That organic feeling of feeling hopeful, of feeling good, of feeling energized, of feeling met, is what's actually creating our being met, rather than the being met creating the feeling of feeling good. And so if a client were to cancel tomorrow, instead of going, oh, I'm upset or I'm sad or why are they going away? It's like, oh, they dropped off for a reason, because I'm being asked to drop into the consciousness of something else that wants to meet me in that alignment or greater. And so again, I'm just planting this seed, because we're going to be going through some of these waves also as we continue to acclimate in the redefinition of how we're satiating from being our own source, from the divine being our source and supply, rather than an outside circumstance or somebody else's individuated expression being the function of what satiates that desire within us. So it's a wave form energy. But what's happening in the state that you're in, Purina, you're creating that flow, that happiness, that excitement that's coming in, you're creating that. And the clients are showing up and your work's going out in a different way. And again, this powerful way that it feels like it's a clean slate. And again, I'm sharing all of this because I want to bring acknowledgement that it's you, Pyadina. It is you in this energy, in this vibration, that is creating this joy that you have right now. And your clients can feel it. They can feel the power of it. They can feel the juiciness of it. And they want to be involved in that. And they want to contribute to you as well. They want something from it. But subconsciously and etherically, they want to contribute to what you're experiencing. So it's beautiful.
It's exciting.
Super exciting. And I can tell you're lit up. Again, you just feel so alive. So
yeah. And you know, everyone around me is just, you know, like feeling sad, this and that. Like I'm reading a lot of stuff on Facebook. I'm just like, oh. I know it comes in waves. So, and my father's 91, and I know there's grieving around the corner at some point in my future. So I'm literally, I don't feel bad in this moment that I'm feeling blissed out, because I'm just going to drink it all up so I can spread it.
And don't feel bad blissed out when your grandfather transitions.
No, my father.
Or your father, sorry, your father transitions. Or and don't feel bad feeling bad.
Yeah.
I don't even call it feeling bad. Don't feel bad mourning. Don't feel a negative response to mourning.
Well, I mean, I'm an empath. I'm going to drop down with the whole family. I'm going to tap into it. I know it. I've done that, going to people's funerals that I don't really know that well. And just being there, I just feel everyone's tears and I burst into tears. And it's not even really mine. I'm just going with someone else to support them. So I know myself.
and can you be in gratitude for your capacity to feel? Mm-hmm. Can you be in the expressions like, wow, it's like this energy that's running through me and that I have the ability to feel at such a deep level It's such a gift. It's such a gift that I can experience this much sadness and mourning through me. That instead of getting lost into what it's taking away from me, that I can actually find the life of this intelligence, of this energy that I have access to, making me feel so alive. The fact that I can hold this much sorrow in my body, in my awareness, tells me my capacity of the love that I have received and have experienced as well. And so if you can find the joy in the sadness, the ecstatic in the sorrow, you have a different relationship with it. To have gratitude for sadness, it's a deep practice. It's a deep practice, but it will shift your relationship. Because when we no longer run from it and actually acknowledge it and honor it and have gratitude for it, again, your capacity to become alive, to feel it, it just creates a whole nother way of attracting situations and circumstances into your life that are resonant, that are alive as well, that are visceral, that are vital, that you get to play with in human form. And again, to be able to have this skin to touch and feel, and to have these energetic impulses run through us, it's a gift. It is a gift that we get to receive. So allow the overwhelm to overwhelm. You can be overwhelmed with sadness. It means you can be overwhelmed in ecstasy as well.
I'm looking forward to more ecstasy.
Yes.
Yeah, 2021 is going to be a good year.
It already is. Look at you.
Yeah.
It already is. Thank you, Piritita.
Thank you.
All right, let's continue. Tara, let's go to you.
Hi.
Hey, Tara.
So when you were talking about the moments of divine resonance, I thought about, I had this moment back in December where I was in a car and it was the first snow here. And there was a little boy walking with his father, like his father must have picked him up at the school bus. And it was snowing and he opened his mouth and caught one of the snowflakes. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, I was just so, you know, taken back by it. And I was more taken back by it because it was almost as if the time had stood still for me in it. Mm-hmm. And I just marveled at the whole thing, you know, like, they talk about a Hallmark moment. And I really felt it very deeply, of the joy of just seeing that. And that came up when you mentioned about that. And, you know, at least I'll be aware of them in the future.
Yeah.
But that, and also sure, big shift right after, during the full moon. I had mentioned in one of the posts, I think Purina had posted that anybody else not sleeping, and my husky, who, yeah, you know, part wolf, gets up during the middle of the night and loves to go sit underneath the moon, but I don't like getting up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, till I finally gave in and started to just meditate while she wouldn't come in. And then the last time I did it, things just started coming to me. Mm. And I realized that I must, the sleepiness, I didn't have a notebook, which was a shame, but the sleepiness just let everything come through. I guess I had let my guard down enough. And it was all in my head. And I was like, but I was too tired. I was just too tired to walk in the other room and go get a notebook. So, but of course she hasn't, like, she's been like now 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. Anyway, so that's pretty exciting to me.
That's exciting. And that's being in the energy of the divine as well. So acknowledging that, acknowledging when those impulses are there for you, and even just recognizing them. Again, they're a calibration, they're a recognition of how that's showing up in different ways. And I love, again, the kid with the snowflake. Oh my God.
Yeah. He went and he caught it. It was like,
yeah.
His, you know, his wonder and awe, what you had said, you know, wonder and awe.
And you witnessed it.
Yeah.
And you witnessed it, which brought you into that presence. So yeah, make a note of those things, of those times, and when you're touched and moved, and keep a journal with it. It's, again, just be consciously aware of it over and over and over again. Oh, I forget what it's called. There's a Sanskrit word for it. It's not Maya. I forget what, Midori. No, it's not Midori. It's something like that. But it's this place where you are in such resonance and witnessing the love or the act of love of another, that in that gratitude, you align with it so powerfully that you become it. So imagine standing at a coffee shop and you see a couple just completely like that beautiful love that they have for one another. It's just becoming so, it's just so obvious of that connection. And you just well up in the recognition of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're so happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just so happy for them that it, like, this wave of energy flows through you. That's you being in that flow state that actually becomes a vibrational match for that in your life in some aspect. So
that's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, what it was.
And that's you witnessing another as the divine that you are. So imagine the divine, your angels, your guides, doing that with you. Imagine the capacity that these higher vibrational forms or entities, or we say higher vibrational, that we're actually really getting much and much closer to. But that which we've held in that light from the etheric, imagine them smiling upon us and that joy that they see or that they get to experience because of the joy that we're having. Imagine that joy that the divine, that God has when we're experiencing joy. Imagine the joy that you've had witnessing your kids opening up Christmas presents and being alive, or finding that special treat from the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy. Right, that innocence that came through, or, you know, just were ever bought in that awe and wonder. That's what you're bringing into resonance and into experience as the divine through witnessing others in that state of grace. So you are being the divine and witnessing that. You're adding to it. You are provoking even more of that through the stimulus of your energetic body. So it's beautiful, so beautiful. And let's create more of that in this world. Let's notice it and let's keep saying yes to it.
More of 2021.
Absolutely. more from today moving on forward for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Tara. All right, y'all, we haven't gone that much over, but I really feel satiated today. And what's coming through, and there's a few more of y'all that have your hands up, and I hope that you're okay that we go into the next call. I'm feeling like there's a lot that flowed through today that wants to come in. So I want to anchor in on that. And with that, I want to thank all of y'all for being on the call today and for allowing me to share from this place. in the next call, I think we might get into some more practices. We'll see what comes through, but I'm guided to ask you guys to come with a pen and paper next time. Because there's some grounding work that seems like may want to come in. So be prepared and we'll see what gets channeled through. And until then, just know that I love you guys. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. It's such an honor to be here with you and so exciting of what we're building together. I love y'all and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Bye. Love and blessings.
Love and blessings, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Hey, everybody.
Thanks, guys.